Chapter 27. You shall make the altar of acacia wood, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits broad. The altar shall be 4 square, its height shall be 3 cubits. You shall make its horns on its 4 corners. Its horns shall be of 1 piece with it, and you shall overlay it with brass. You shall make its pots to take away its ashes, its shovels, its basins, its flesh hooks, and its fire pans. All its vessels you shall make of brass. You shall make a grating for it of a network of brass, and on the net you shall make 4 brazen rings in its 4 corners. You shall put it under the ledge around the altar beneath, that the net may reach halfway up the altar. You shall make poles for the altar, poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with brass. Its poles shall be put into the rings, and the poles shall be on the 2 sides of the altar when carrying it. Hollow with planks shall you make it, as it has been shown you on the mountain, so shall they make it. You shall make the cord of the tent. For the south side southward there shall be hangings, for the cord of fine twined linen, 100 cubits long for 1 side. And the pillars of it shall be 20, and their sockets 20, of brass. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets shall be of silver. Likewise for the north side in length there shall be hangings, 100 cubits long, and the pillars of it 20, and their sockets 20, of brass, the hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver. For the breadth of the court on the west side shall be hangings of 50 cubits, their pillars 10, and their sockets 10. The breadth of the court on the east side eastward shall be 50 cubits. The hangings for the one side of the gate shall be 15 cubits, their pillars 3 and their sockets 3. For the other side shall be hangings of 15 cubits, their pillars 3 and their sockets 3. For the gate of the court shall be a screen of 20 cubits, of blue and purple and scarlet, and fine twined linen, the work of the embroiderer, their pillars 4 and their sockets 4. All the pillars of the court round about shall be filleted with silver, their hooks of silver, and their sockets of brass. The length of the court shall be 100 cubits, and the breadth 50 everywhere, and the height 5 cubits, of fine twined linen, and their sockets of brass. All the instruments of the tent and all its service, and all the pins of it, and all the pins of the court shall be of brass. You shall command the children of Israel that they bring to you pure olive oil beaten for the light, to cause a lamp to burn continually. In the tent of meeting, outside the veil which is before the testimony, Aaron and his sons shall keep it in order from evening to morning before the Lord. It shall be a statute forever throughout their generations on behalf of the children of Israel.